Matt, we were supposed to call our poet not in residence, our official poet not in residence, Nancy Rapp today, but
she does not live here at the radio station.
No, she doesn't, but she is our official poet.
Yes.
But I'm not so sure I want to do it anymore.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well, she sent me this email and said she wanted us to call her on her landmine. I don't know why she would have a landmine in the first place, although I know poetic people like to live on the edge, and I guess there would be some kind of thrill in saying your poetry while you're on a landmine, but it sounds dangerous to me, Matt.
Landmine?
That's what
Are
she
you
said.
Sure? Wait,
she
you,
said,
did
call
she send
me on
an
her
email
landmine.
Or what?
Yeah, it was an email.
Oh, do you have the email?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Let
right.
me take a look at this here.
Okay.
Her
yeah.
landmine.
Wow, landmine. It sounds
okay,
scary.
Okay, dear guy. Pastor, you're calling me on my. It says landline.
Oh,
John, landline.
Oh,
I don't
not,
think there's any mines or explosives involved in this phone
not,
call.
Not landmine, but landline.
Yeah, oh. or telephone at home. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
I
just,
think it should be safe.
Just in case it's a typo, I'm going to keep on my flak jacket and my protective helmet. Okay, Matt?
Okay, you do that. Let's get ready to rumble! That almost sounded like our normal intro.
It almost did. Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You're not on a landline, right? Yes, you are on a landline, not on a landmine.
Thank goodness.
Oh,
I just wanted to see how long you could go.
So here's the problem, Nancy. We're in the new studios, the brand new studios. This is our first. You are the one that is inaugurating our first episode of Wrestling with the Basics in the new studios.
Woohoo!
Oh, thank you. Do that again, would you, Nancy?
Woohoo!
See, right. We don't have any sound effects, so the more you can woohoo, the better.
That's right. So we have to improvise our opening and everything. But hopefully in a couple of weeks when we do this again, they'll actually have everything here on the computer and it'll be like the good old days. But one more woohoo for us. Would you please, Naz?
Woohoo!
Boy, it's a good thing we had Nancy to start off with because I don't know.
Because our sound effects were pretty lame.
They were. There's no doubt about that. But I wish you could actually be here with us in the studio, Nancy, because we actually have our own studio now. They've given Wrestling with the Basics their own studio.
Oh, my.
Well, it's a little cramped from the old studio, and there's some brooms and a mop bucket in here. But I'm sure once they finally get the construction done.
There's one bare light bulb that needs to be changed.
Yeah. But anyway, we're just blessed that we have our own studio. We thought that was pretty nice of us that. It is a little bit different, though, because it's just a cassette recorder and a couple of microphones. All right.
They went low tech.
You're sitting on the floor.
Oh, yeah. I thought we need to ask for chairs, too. Thanks for mentioning that, Nancy.
5-gallon buckets. Turn them upside down. At least there's no landmines around here.
All right. Well, for those of you that may remember from the past, Nancy Rapp, is that how you pronounce your last name, Nancy?
That's right.
You almost were destined to be a poet, weren't you, with a name like Rapp?
Rapp.
No rap music for me, though.
No rap music, just poetry. But yeah, Nancy's been on before and done some haikus for us and everything, and you have a haiku you want to share with us today. But now I have a question to ask you, Nancy. Nancy, Matt was actually nice enough to give us the Bible passages that kind of lay behind the haiku that
no,
she's
great.
Going to share
Very
with
good.
Us. And Nancy, what do you think would be the best procedure? What, do you think we should read the scriptures first, or you want to do your haiku first, and then we'll read the scriptures? I'll leave it up to you. You're the poet here.
Well, I have a little story, too. You know, when I wrote this, it was a while ago, and, you know, I have a quote of a poet who says that, no, I can't find it.
It fits in with the theme of the show, Nancy. Nothing's working out quite the way it should.
It is about poetry never being finished, only abandoned.
Ah.
Have you ever heard that? It's Paul.
No, I haven't.
Valeri or something like that. I can't find his name right now.
Okay.
But this one, once you wanted to use it for this, I kept, you know, trying to perfect it, and I actually have a better first line. But the story behind it, I think I was sitting here kind of like, you know, reading the Bible and reading some devotions, and I think I had the radio on and Michael W. Smith's song that, the air I breathe, this is the air I breathe, your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread, your very word spoken to me. I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. So that was kind of in the background. And I was thinking, you know, how do you, you know, be still and know that, that God is God? And so I wrote this, and I think I want to change it, and I'm curious how it, I sent it to a couple friends, too, to see how they reacted to it, and I'd be interested to know your reaction, but I'll read it, okay?
Okay, that sounds good, Nancy,
okay.
That sounds good.
Empty myself, surrender, fill with wonder at your gifts. And that's it.
Okay, read it for us one more time, because haiku is short.
Yes.
So give it to us one more time.
Okay, and it's supposed to be like 5, 7, 5 syllables, 17 syllables. You should, you know, have a like a snapshot of a moment. And great haiku engages the listener, requires their active mind.
Oh, wait a second.
Call,
you're working with Matt and me now. So, but for our listeners, that'll
there's
be
a listener
okay.
out there with an active mind, I'm sure.
It's like a fleeting thought that you capture,
sure.
almost like a photograph. So. Empty myself, surrender, fill with wonder at your gifts.
All right, beautiful. And so you said your original inspiration for this was the Michael Smith song.
Yeah.
But we'll run with this now.
So then I came up with these,
yeah.
you know, as I was, you know, thinking about it and being here with you talking about it, it seemed like that was one of the cool things about it, too. It became a journey to... you know, kind of understand how that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, like empty myself, that's the line that really kind of discords, you know?
Ah.
And I was listening to the Bible study, and they were talking about John the Baptist, and that would be that John 3 verse that I gave
sure.
you.
Sure,
John
and,
3, 27.
He says, you know, I must become less, and Christ must become more. So I think I kind of like that more for my first line. More Christ, less me, surrender, fill with wonder at your gifts.
And you know, I like actually, because I looked that up, and I like the verses that even came before that, where John
yeah,
says a
yeah.
person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven.
Yeah, so I had Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And also Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. How comforting is that?
Yeah, and you know, again, the verse that actually comes before that fits in with your haiku, especially with the conclusion at your gifts, because for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is, again, a gift of God. Yeah,
I like
yeah.
that. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this whole thing is you know, kind of like putting this into action. It's like, you know, I hope I'm not just saying, you know, I'm like, get out of the way myself and let God, you know, be here, his words, you know, for people, the listener. And,
yes.
you know, like haiku invites the listener in and you invite the listener in and you want your words to be, you know, upbuild the church. And so, I mean, it's kind of like an example of this whole haiku. Do you think?
Yeah. Well, and actually, could I share another Bible passage that you sent to us in the email about the land
yes.
landline?
Yeah.
Yes. And I thought this was beautiful because Nancy concludes her email by saying, I will be praying Psalm 19:14. And so I had to look that up, Nancy. But you obviously knew, that's why you stuck it on there. But it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And I think that's kind of the underlying thing of the haiku. In fact, all of the haiku, and hopefully what Matt and I do here too, outside of the stupidness that we do here.
Yeah.
But that, what we're looking is to try to capture what it is the Lord is trying to say to us and to say to others, and say no more and no less. And of course, then writing haiku, doing any kind of creative work in the church, then becomes an act of repentance. because mm-hmm. it's beyond us to do that, which is actually what your haiku says, isn't it? No, I've got to be emptied. You've got to come and fill me, because we cannot do that on ourselves, but with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can.
And I think certainly that comes up in my sermon writing and preaching, especially. I know some pastors that even preface their sermons, begin their sermon with this introduction, this prayer, sometimes even from the pulpit, from Psalm 19, that the words of their mouth and meditation of their heart be pleasing in God's sight. And that's really the prayer, to correctly understand the Word of God, and to be able to then skillfully share that with others. And thanks, Nancy, for sharing that.
Thank you. And then also Psalm 51, 10 through 12, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
And you know, I see all of those passages, because I was just thinking there we have the joy of your salvation. And then we had the business about we are saved through faith. I must be less that he might be more. It's interesting that, and of course, here's the restrictions when you're working with, how many syllables is it? 16? 17?
17.
Syllables? Yeah.
5, 7, 5.
And of course, I think that's the beauty of the haiku, isn't it? Because you lay that out there and then people have to kind of fill in the blanks, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Because the beauty of all these scripture passages, which of course our goal is to bring this message to people, is the focus on Christ in all of this.
Yeah.
So empty myself, but what is it that we are to be filled with? Well, yeah, it's Jesus. And I really like the focus in your haiku that we are filled with wonder at your gifts. Because I think that's the biggest problem we struggle with, Nancy. And you know, Matt, you were kind of alluding to that about saying this Psalm 19:14 before we preach. I will confess to you, Nancy, one of my biggest problems is that preaching does become a very egotistical kind of thing. That you're looking for people to say, oh, that was really a good sermon, Pastor, and everything.
Yeah.
I've learned that that's probably not what I really want. Well, it is what I want. You know what I'm saying? But probably that's not what we're shooting for.
It's like the struggle within us all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
So, well, that's a good. So, do artists do you experience that same thing, or when you do the haiku, is it just free? It's like God comes over you and it's here. Oh, I like the wording in this. Or do you find yourself struggling with that too? That it becomes a matter of pride.
Well, I think it's more, you know, like there'll be a moment, and then, you know, then I kind of play with it like a puzzle and try to put it into the form, and still keep the moment, you know. And then, you know, I kind of have another, like, meaning to it and try to get that to be communicated. So, yeah, it's, you know, that's what makes it kind of fun, is that it, you know, you can work on it a long time and kind of, you know, and then it takes that and makes it a memory for you. That moment is, you know, is a stronger memory, too, which is kind of a nice benefit of it.
Yeah, and it is kind of exciting, too, because it just, like, sometimes it just comes out of nowhere, or at least, I don't know, for my preaching, sometimes it is, too, and insight will come, and where did that come from?
It's got to be God, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the test point is, as you were saying earlier, is it coming from the Word of the Lord? Is there something we can find in the Scripture that verifies this? And then there comes the joy of thinking, oh, yeah, this really is. This.
I like that. Yeah, because then I was thinking, you know, sometimes I don't know that it does come from the Lord, and, you know, what is the test point? That's good, the Word of God.
Trust me, Nancy, there's nothing about landmines in the Scripture.
Thank goodness. We'd go off at any moment here.
And I think it's also an act of prayer in some ways, too, as you write. I don't know if you find that, Nancy, but I know for me, with writing sermons or other writings that it's really an act of prayer, and sometimes it's a prayer for the Spirit to work through His Word and in my life to reveal those things. Sometimes it's a prayer of repentance, like John just said, you know, forgive me for writing this maybe for the wrong reasons to bring attention to myself. And then also, I mean, ultimately a prayer for the hearers, too, that the Lord would work in their life through His Spirit, through His Word, to mold, to shape them, to create faith, to strengthen that faith.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy, I've got a question to ask for you. Now, you said that you work this over like a puzzle. Would you feel comfortable sharing us with us? Where were some steps before you got? Were there other language that you had chosen? How did you polish this up?
Well, yeah, and, you know, well, like that empty myself kind of, I thought, you know, when I sent it out to friends, then they were, you know, like not getting what I was meaning from it.
Okay.
And maybe when I first wrote it, you know, it was just a reaction to that song and, you know, the feeling at the time. And, you know, then it was more of a question that led me to more, you know, investigation and a filter sort of like through, you know, like things that the pastor would say at church or the Bible study or through Bible reading. You know, I would think, well, you know, that kind of makes sense for that haiku. How do I, you know, how do I become less and Christ become more in my life? And that sort of, you know, your faith walk is that whole question. So a lot of stuff relates to that, I was finding. And so then, you know, I thought, well, yeah, I'm going to just borrow John the Baptist's words, more Christ, less me. And it's not five syllables, but it's close enough. As long as it's not more, it's okay. And then and at your gifts, I thought that could be a little stumbling block too, because, you know, do I really just want the gifts or the giver, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
So then, you know, I thought, my God who saves. But see, then you don't have enough words to fit all that in.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So then I might have to write a second haiku to
yeah.
Can you do that? Can you write a second haiku to explain what the first haiku is? That permitted?
Oh, yeah. This is art. Okay. You can do whatever you want. You can break all the rules. That's what I like.
But especially for, you know, the purpose of a show like this, to make it just a little vague is kind of neat, too,
because
then we have the opportunity to unpack it, to discuss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to bring in scripture readings and different things to unpack what those powerful words in this very little space means.
Yes.
But and I'd like the thought, though, about the tension in at the gifts, because you're right, it's not the gifts, it's really the giver. But in this case, the gifts that Christ gives, baptism, supper, his word, forgiveness of sins, eternal life and salvation, if you have the gifts, you've got the giver. Yeah, you can't really separate those two.
Oh, I like that. Yes.
But now I will tell you, I did have some tension, and you know, we love you, Nancy, but I too, when I first heard that first phrase, empty myself, I guess what troubled me is that an exhortation? Is that an imperative? What was your intent when you said that? In other words, are you telling us this is something we need to do? I was interested, what kind of impression when you shared this with your friends, how did they hear that?
Well, one said, you know, it sounds a little new age, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And I thought, oh, well, that's not my intention. Yeah. And no, I wasn't, you know, originally wasn't thinking about the, you know, the reader. I was thinking more about, you know, the feeling that I had listening to that song in that worship moment, you know. And how, you know, you can try to that be still and know that God is God. You know, I don't know. Sometimes it is hard to be at that place, and then you know, you feel like, oh my goodness, okay, maybe I have that place. And maybe that's almost like that Mount of Transfiguration, you know. You know, you want it to last, but then boom, you know, it's gone again. It's very fleeting, like a rainbow, you know. You gotta kind of, when it happens, then it's so awesome that you just want to stay there, but it's hard to stay in that moment, don't you think? Do you know what I mean?
And see, there you go. And again, we can relate that to the scriptural story, because when you do have that transfiguration and everything all of a sudden fits into place and you do realize that all you really need is Jesus Christ. I was tickled by the summary you'd given of the Michael Smith song, because I was thinking of the story we're doing Sunday of Martha and Mary, and Jesus saying Mary has the one thing needful. And so that's what you're saying. You realize this is all I need. If I've got the Lord Jesus, if I have his word, I really am set. I don't need any more than that. It is the good portion. But you're right. That's such a fleeting thing. And then all the struggles and trials of you know, having to work in a new studio and you don't have any sound effects and all that reality comes back in on you and that wonderful moment you had is gone mm-hmm. and passed.
But then that's the joy of heaven, too, and the promise of heaven. That'll be like that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And see, that's what I think about this whole empty myself, because it is that. It is the fact that the real world has to creep in on us and the struggles and the trials. That's what has to happen so that we could be emptied. Because without that, then, no, all of that becomes the focus and center of our life, just like with Martha. You know, it's all about, I've got this service, I've got all this to do. Nothing wrong with that. That's all good. But the necessary thing, as you say, is the wonder at the gifts of Jesus Christ.
And that he really serves us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the New Age comment, you know, kind of got my attention, you know, and I think if we're the only ones emptying ourselves, and if that's the goal, is to just be empty and to stay empty,
oh yeah,
and you stop there, that is kind of New Ageist, and that is the goal of some even religions or philosophies, at least, to just empty yourself to reach this enlightened state of being where you don't really exist, you know, outside this physical world, you know, all this mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
You know, if you stop there, well, yeah, that's kind of weird. You know, that's not going to get you much of anything. But
yeah.
you got to follow through with the gifts. And I really like that theme throughout, the gifts that, again, Christ gives to us. And Christ himself is the gift. And, you know, especially I think of the Lord's Supper. You know, Christ is both the giver and he's the gift itself, his body and blood given and shed for us. So yeah, I think if you just stop with that emptying, yeah, you got a problem. But I like how you continue and bring those gifts into that, too. That's what we're filled with. God then empties us and fills us.
And that,
yes,
of course, corresponds.
No goodness in me. It's the goodness comes from God, from Christ.
You bet.
Which fits into the passage that you had shared with us about John says not just that he must decrease, but that's so that Christ can increase.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So he fills us with Christ, and I'd say, you know, he even empties us too in that repentance, that, you know, working in our lives to get rid of that old self, and be empty to realize that we do need Christ in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy, if I could say just one last thing, I really like the word wonder in there, fill with wonder at your gifts, because that is how it is, isn't it? When you get these things, you realize that, oh, this is just totally a thing of grace and mercy. Why would God give me such good things? But he does, and that's the wonder of it. Nancy, any final comments you'd like to say? Thank you again for taking out your time.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity. Are you guys going to that writers' conference this year?
We are actually featured guests at the writers' conference this year, Nancy.
I didn't sign up this year. It was kind of, my husband just got home, the dogs.
Ah. Oh, that's not the dogs here in the studio. Okay.
Sound effects.
Extra sound effect. Perfect.
But yeah, I think next year. I have two friends that maybe will go with me next year.
Well, good. Yeah, what Nancy is referring to is what we actually publicized a couple of weeks ago about the creative writing workshop next week at the seminary. And that's how Nancy and Matt and I, we got to know each other. And Nancy, we appreciate your sharing with us. Nancy, could you give us the haiku one more time as we get ready to wrap up this episode?
Oh, sure. Do you want the improved version or the original?
Give us the version that you feel most comfortable with.
Okay. More Christ, less me, surrender, fill with wonder at your gifts.
Oh, awesome, Nancy. Yeah, from empty myself to now, more Christ, less me. Hey, Nancy, blessings to you. What a wonderful haiku, and hope you have a blessed summer.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks again for your time.
You too.